As I look around, I'm not familiar with where I am, but it's daytime and I'm definitely about to have sex. This whole situation doesn't seem real, and I hear a voice distant in the back of my head. This isn't real, it can't be, can it? I shake myself out of it, and now it's dark and Ava is on top of me. The pain must have woken me up. She has my dick in both her hands in a tight chokehold, trying to put it inside her. She's telling me to relax and that she has done this plenty of times before, and my mind just thinks gross, but I'm hard and there's no condom. I have no idea how long this has been going on, but my dick feels like it's going to break, and I know there isn't much time to make any decisions. If I throw her off me, I could seriously hurt myself, and it's probably not a good idea to punch her in the face, but my dick is throbbing at this point. I tell her to stop and remind her that there's no condom and that this can't happen. She tells me to shut up, that everything will be just fine. She's got this. I could feel I was about to come, considering the situation. My hope was she wouldn't succeed. Unfortunately, at almost the same instant I entered her, I blew my load, which came with a vision and a voice saying, "Dan, you're a father." This was the situation I woke up to on the 17th of March 2009, and I can replay that night in my head like it just happened. That's the problem with trauma, but to understand how this could happen to any man, we'll have to go back to the beginning. At the time, this was the worst case scenario. My biggest, or at least one of my top three fears came true. My life as I knew was over. All my hard work, the life I was creating for myself, all shattered in minutes. Yes, that's all true. But today I can honestly say that I'm grateful for the experience. Everything happens for a reason in God's world, you just have to figure out why. So let me tell you.